Good evening and welcome to the Howling Madness over here on MGTOW TV. That's right. I'm so controversial for going to swing clubs, nightlife, and partying that they actually, I mean, it's all false flagging, but I'm actually was kicked off of Odyssey. You people, listen, I know there's a lot of people into it. I know you're a lot of crazy fucking wignats over here and probably all types of assorted nonsense. But, you know, me being the cream, which will rise to the top, and that's just the truth. I have a proof for that, too. But that being said, you know, I'd like to ask tonight, because it's weird to me now. Maybe one time I would have thought that, too. So I try to put myself in sometimes if the other people or what they're thinking. Are they just stupid? Are they ignorant on anabolics and tests? And I'm not a bodybuilder right now. In fact, right now, I'm not even running anything. Or I will be. I mean, there's still some in my body, of course. But in, you know, another few weeks, you're going to see true juiciness. But that being said, I'm just not talking about blasting gear and hitting the fucking gym and becoming a mogger. A legit mogger. Especially young, and to know that and to have that information. We didn't have this shit in the 90s. You know, the information. And you motherfuckers, you weak, pussified, slob men just sit there. Ah, you pervert. I had a fucking jigaboo calling me a degenerate Jew. Hey, nigger. That's right, I said nigger. Okay? Jews have practically invented your fucking internet, so if you don't like it, get off. And don't watch another Hollywood movie. And most of the musicians you probably like to or some way relate it to or have associations with Jews. And they outrank you in the sciences and every other form of academia there is. Get used to it, punk. Because you're a punk. Because you're an impugnation. I'm a MGTOW. I hate women. I want to complain about women and be a bitch. Which you are. You're a little bitch boys to me. Little beta cuckolds. What you are, but that being said, I said, how can a man, I'm going to keep this one at 5 minutes. Just take test alone. Test is not a toxic compound. Test will not give you any side effects in high doses except for maybe some breakout. You'll get a little back acne and you can get better washes than I did to get rid of that. And if you want any tan, or take a little, some blood pressure medication. I'm just talking about tests. I'm not saying there's not side effects with anabolic because there are. And I'll discuss those with you. But, that being said, men that are against taking TRT or they have this natural fixation, they gotta eat the bull balls, and you're morons. You're just fucking stupid people. You're fucking jagoffs. No, microplastics and everything are not gonna save you from your test problems in this fucking country. You need to actually, you're dealing with an unnatural world, correct? Yes? So you take unnatural means, which are actually very natural. You're taking testosterone, bioavailable, synthesized or not. It's the same thing. The body reacts to it the same way. And you have to go to get, at least start getting juicy, 600 mgs and plus. And if you don't believe that, that's on you. I can just bring you the information. I think you're a bitch, okay? I think that men that are afraid of test alone. I'm not talking about trend. I'm not talking about getting on orals. I'm not talking about anything. I'm trying to address you because I know you're stupid out there, okay? And if you don't like it, leave the channel. You don't have to watch me. But I've noticed this, especially among these MGTOW fags. Against TRT, the anabolics, natural plastics. I drink from my fucking glass thermos, and I fry my balls in the morning with the red light. You're morons. You're jerks. You're assholes. You're rubes. You're delusional. Please don't come around me. In fact, can you just die? Thank you.